what would you say if I said that I could bring him back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
The night when he comes up here is either gonna kill or it's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Welcome to St. John Forward Radio. I'm your host, John Forward. Let's just jump right into it. I had an interesting experience last week at work. I usually don't like it when people that I work with find out that I'm a comedian. Like, I don't hide it, but I want to keep the two things separate, so I don't go out of my way to talk about it. But one day last week, a little kid at work came up to me and he said, I really want to be a comedian someday, and the other counselor said that you are one. And I said, well, I try. And then we sat down and nerded out for about 2 hours. He just asked me all kinds of questions, and I got to act like a huge big shot. And I answered all his questions. He wanted to know about money, and I told him about all the riches that I'm pulling in all the time, left and right, telling jokes for cash. And asked him about, he really likes Danny Boy. And I told, I saw him at the Imperial Theater. I didn't tell the kid that I had never heard of Danny Boy before that, and I only went because somebody gave me a free ticket. But he was very impressed with me, as he should be. And I told him that that his job, if he wants to be a comedian, is to just observe and pay attention to the world around him and try to figure out an interesting way to explain it. And I told him to read lots of books so that he has a good vocabulary and he'll be that much better when he gets older. So what did you do for the world this week, listeners of St. John Forward Radio? In addition to that, my Honey Garlic show is still coming along. I think the goal that I have with the Honey Garlic show is to have everybody in St. John idolized me as much as that kid did last week. That's the ultimate goal. I thought I would be further along in the show than I would be right now, but it should be okay. That just means that it keeps getting better and better. So let's the tinkering process has got to stop, though. I got to start remembering it. But I'm pretty happy with how it's coming together. I might need a bit of a cheat sheet, maybe on the opening night, just with some chapter titles to help me along if I lose my place. I considered incorporating sound cues in the show, and I have like a little machine that has 8 buttons on it that I could operate it myself and just at the appropriate time hit the button and make the sound that goes with the thing. But I don't know, I've got a bad taste in my mouth. I tried to get too fancy with it when I headlined the famous show at the Delta in Fredericton a year and a half ago, and I just decided that I'm not going to bother. That's just another thing that can go wrong, and it's just diluting the pure John Forward that that the audience can experience without it. So it's still going. I can't really see a version of this where I regret doing it. So I think it's okay. I'm a little nervous about it, but it's, even if I bomb, I still think it'll be a worthwhile experience, and it's a good challenge for me. Whether if I fail, you can all look forward to me having really good radio shows for a little while. I'll be all angry. And it'll probably make me a better comedian just to avoid the shame of it all, like usually happens when I have a big bomb. But between the show and my job hunt, I've been pretty stressed out. My dear wife, May, hasn't really said anything, but I'm probably not the easiest person to live with these days. But she's got her own stuff going on, too, so maybe I haven't bothered her too much. But either way, I'm looking forward to it, pun intended, but I'll be glad when it's done. Less stress. I can go back to actually writing new material instead of just obsessing on this tired old shit. I'm sorry. No, it's going to be really good, you guys. I go in tomorrow for a second job interview for what seems like a good thing. It's all coming together for me. I'm setting myself up for a huge fall from grace. I can feel it coming. But I was hoping somebody would be able to cover for me at work so I could take the whole week off just so I can focus on everything and participate in all the Fringe Festival events, which you can read about on the Fundy Fringe Festival website. You can Google it. And yeah, I want to see other shows. Couldn't find anybody to cover for me, but they are going to let me work half days, so that should probably be okay. And I've been working hard, and I said on the Splodcast that I recorded last night that's going to be coming out this Thursday that unlike previous things, this is something that I'm doing it all generally 100% by myself, so I'm not going to have anyone to blame when and if it fails. It probably won't, but if it does, I'm going to have to own it, is what I said on this podcast last night. But the more I thought about it, I think I can preemptively blame some other things for my possible failure just to cover my bases. It's probably going to be fine, guys. It's probably going to be a smashing success, but if it's not, it might be because of my stressful job situation, the hunting and the doing of jobs. So that's one thing I could blame for my failure. If any of my family members show up to the show and decide to disown me because of the unflattering stories I'm telling about family members living and deceased, I might end up with some family beefs. That could be an issue. So there might be venue problems. I don't know. I've never been to that venue. Surely there is something that might go wrong that I could blame. I could blame the fancy theater audience for not being down with the truth that I'm bringing. That could be a thing. A lot of people really like the honey garlic poster that's around, but and I really like it too. I'm very happy with it. It doesn't really tip off the audience as to how dark and I don't know what the show is going to be. So I might be doing some false advertising. It looks like it's going to be a sunny, fun, good time. It should be a good time, but so that might be a thing. There might be a bunch of people looking for some uplifting, cartoony stories about eating chicken wings. If that's the main audience, then they might be in for a disappointment. But I don't know. There's all kinds of scapegoats that I haven't even thought of yet. So it might even be the fault of my guest, Drake Tobias.
Wait, it's my fault?
It could be. You haven't done anything yet, but, you know, you might be working behind the scenes against me. You might...
I could just bring a plate of chicken wings. And just,
yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or you might bring your usual comedy show entourage and we'll just yell, Drake! 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 The whole time. That could happen.
I know. It costs a lot of money to pay them to come to shows.
Yeah, so we'll be back with more Drake Tobias shortly. Cool your jets, Drake fans. But anyway, I'm hoping that I don't need all those blaming things and scapegoats. I'll own up if it doesn't work, but I'm pretty sure it will. I've already succeeded in putting it together and trying it all, which is what Sarah Rankin told me a few weeks ago on this show, and I'm going to choose to believe it. And I don't need to play the blame game. So I am going to play the blame game right now on the radio. What's that noise?
I think someone's up there.
Oh, we've got more special guests on St. John Forward Radio.
Who's fault? Play the blame game. I love you more. Let's play the blame game for sure. Let's call our name. I hate you
more. Let's call our names, names for sure. I'll call you bitch for sure. As a last resort and my first resort. You call me motherfucker for long. At the end of it, you know we both were wrong. But I love to play the game, game. I love you more. Let's play the game, game. I'm sure. Let's call our names, names. I hate you more. Let's call our names, names. For sure.
On the bathroom wall, I wrote, I'd rather argue with you than to be with someone else. I took a piss and dismissed it like fuck it, and I went and found somebody else. Fuck arguing or harvesting the feelings, yo, I'd rather be by my fucking self. Till about 2 a.m. and I call back and I hang up and I start to blame myself. Somebody help.
Let's play the game. I love you more. Let's play the game. Game, sure. Let's call our names, names. I hate you more. Let's call our names, names. For sure.
You weren't perfect, but you made life worth it. Stick around, some real feelings might surface. Been a long time since I spoke to you in a bathroom, gripping you up, fucking and choking you. What the hell was I supposed to do? I know you ain't getting this type of dick from that local dude. And if you are, I hope you have a good time, cause I definitely be having mine.
Mo will get emotional every time I hear about
other niggas choking you. Mine say I hit you.
He sitting there consoling you. Rubbing my name through the mud.
Who's provoking you?
You should be grateful a nigga like me ever noticed you. Now you notice the bull and can't nobody get control of you.
1 a.m. and can't nobody get a hold of you.
I'm calling your brother's phone like what was I supposed to do?
Even though I knew he never told the truth.
He was just gonna say whatever that you told him to.
At a certain point, I had to stop asking questions.
They got dirt on each other like mud wrestlers. I heard he bought some coke with my money.
That ain't right, girl. You getting blackmail for that white girl.
You always said easy, I ain't your right girl.
You probably find one of them. I like all the tight girls.
All of the lies.
You was called the hype girl. And I was satisfied
being in love with the lie.
Who to blame? You to blame.
Me to blame
for the pain.
Let's play the blame
game. I love you more. Let's play the blame game for sure.
Things used to be, now they're not. Anything but us is who we are. The skies and ourselves are secret lovers. We've become public enemies. We walk away like strangers in the street. Gone for eternity. We erase one another. So far from where we came. With so much of everything, how did we leave with nothing? Lack of visual empathy equates the meaning of L-O-V-E. Hatred and attitude tear us entirely. Chloe Mitchell.
Let's play the blame game. I love you more. Let's play the blame game for sure. Let's call our names, names. I hate you more. Let's call our names, names for sure. I can't love you this much. 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 No, I can't love you this much. I can't love you this much. I can't love you this much.
And I know that you were somewhere doing your thing. And when the phone call, it just rang and rang. You ain't pick up, but your phone accidentally called me back. And I heard the whole thing. I heard the whole thing, whole thing.
Whole thing. Let's cut off the last 2.5 minutes of that that kind of self-indulgent song. It's like 8 minutes long. We don't need to hear from Chris Rock because we got Drake Tobias in the house.
Whoop, whoop. And my fan club's not here, so I don't know how to introduce
myself. You're gonna have to bring it up and be your own entourage.
I know, I'm gonna have to self indulge a little more.
So, Drake, where should we start, Drake, with your illustrious career? Should we just start with the most recent thing and work our way backwards, maybe?
Yeah, I mean,
well, Drake was on the roast battle at Sunday Laughter Noons yesterday. Do you want to tell us about the show as a whole?
The show as a whole, it was awesome. It was really cool. Like, being new to this comedy thing, you definitely like get into a lot of shows that are challenging. You know, you got your different crowds, and or I'm a young person, it's very challenging to write a lot of things that older people will think are cool, right? Like, I don't have a wife or kids, so yeah. That was a really unique show. It started off great with Matt Richardson, hilarious guy.
Did you see either of the previous roasts, mine or Shane's?
I did not. I just got into the comedy scene when your roast happened.
You've got to do your research. I know. It's on YouTube. Mine is. I don't know about Shane's.
I don't know. Shane.
The roast of John Forward is on YouTube.
It was fairly popular when I first got into the comedy scene. I think like I got in like a week after that roast.
Yeah. Well, this was a roast battle. The previous roasts were more like the Comedy Central, like the TV, the Friars Club style roasts.
Yeah.
There was like a dozen people, and each of them like took a few minutes and did like everybody, and then the main roastie went on at the end. So
yeah.
So so you watched the roast battle show on the TV show, the Jeff Ross one?
No.
So this is your first experience with roasting at all?
Well, kind of.
That explains a lot.
I mean, yeah. Usually, you know. I was always the guy that got roasted, but I'm really good with like quick witty ones. Like, I'm not really good at writing stuff, but my main, like, being a young fetus in the comedy scene, my main roasting kind of things were, I watched a lot of Nick Cannon wilding out and his wild styles at the end where they had those rap battles.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's my it's an MTV show. It's a shitty MTV show.
Okay.
It has Nick Cannon and then as well as have you ever seen that the dude from That 70s Show and he did the Yo Mama show? It's a Much Music and MTV show.
No.
No,
yeah. I have seen That 70s Show, but I'm not sure which person you're talking about, and I have not seen the show. Regardless, I
mean, it's a sensitive time to like use race, but he's like the.
Were you gonna say he's the brown one?
Yeah,
like a racist.
I know.
Well, it's a good thing you never said that, and now we know who you're talking about anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
All racism averted.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now for the name.
We need RF to call in and tell everyone that it's okay that we said that.
Yeah,
RF 648-5925.
Please, Arif, because
Arif, not Arif.
Oh, sorry, Arif.
Come on,
Arif,
not sorry. Arif,
not
R like A R E, and then if. RF.
Like RF. Like, yeah, okay.
Right. You don't know which he's asking.
Yeah, RF.
He's coming at you sideways with a different I don't know. So, yeah, we had Matt Richardson was the host, and we had four opening acts.
Yeah.
We had some of the comedy virgins from Ken's show.
Yeah, are they still virgins?
Not anymore. I guess everybody on the show was a previous virgin except for you.
Yeah. I still haven't lost my virginity. If you want to take my virginity, call in. What's the number?
648-5925. Maybe I can take your virginity live on the air. People can call in with suggestions. This will become a completely different kind of show.
It's going to like do an uncle's radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call your Uncle John.
Yeah, that's a new St. John uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had Shand, I'm not even sure how I'm supposed to say his name, or I'm going to have to ask him how to introduce him.
Danger
Terrio.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was introduced as Danger. Yeah.
I was also introduced as Drake
Yeah, there is a few misspoken names. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. We'll assume it was on purpose because it was roasting.
Yeah, exactly.
We had John Scove Nielsen. Nielsen or Nelson?
I forget. I think it's Nielsen.
I apologize.
It's Nielsen.
And Travis Boyce. And then
Travis is still a virgin, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I saw him on the dance floor at McGill's on Friday night for his birthday.
Yeah.
Didn't seem like he was making anything happen.
Yeah, it was a weird show for Sunday afternoons because, like, I was at McGill's Friday, you know, and I got chlamydia there, and then on Sunday I got roasted at McGill's, so...
You know. Same thing. Chlamydia is the roast battle of sex.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that metaphor holds water or not, but I'm coining it.
I mean, maybe, because apparently it burns when you pee.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm sure there's something there.
Roasting your genitalia?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can have that one if you want.
Thanks, I'm really good at stealing jokes anyways.
It's not stealing. If somebody offers you well, it's more, yeah. Anyway, nobody wants to tell that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had the four openers, and then myself, Jamie Splude, and Matt Richardson, who was already the host, were the three judges, and we started the roast battle, three drokes each.
Three drokes.
Yeah.
The beers were cheap there, too, so there was a little intoxication on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah,
it's a good excuse for day drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
So round one was Joe Butler, new comic from Miramichi. I think he lives in Fredericton now. And my guest here, Drake Tobias.
Yeah, and...
What was your feeling being on? You had your entourage.
I had...
They were supportive.
I had one part of the entourage. It's one group in the entourage. It's like a three-group posse kind of thing. But... Yeah, they came out, you know, because they love roasting me and seeing me get roasted, so...
Were you the one where the audience kept cheering really loud and I disagreed with them? I think that was you.
Right.
I don't remember. I was the Simon Cowell, as you said.
Yeah, you were the Simon Cowell hard, and you're like, Drake, good try, but you sucked. And I was just like, yeah, well, he's right.
Well, no, it wasn't. The first round, even Joe, and I really like Joe, You're both very new comedians,
yeah.
And it was I'd seen better.
Oh,
it's fine though.
It was good. It was.
Everybody had fun, and yeah. So how did you agree with the decision that Joe beat you?
I definitely did.
You want to talk some smack and challenge him to a rematch? Or
I
something?
Joe,
you're on notice.
Yeah, Joe. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear or not on this.
I'm not even sure either, so I just assume not to. Yeah. I said the S word earlier.
Yeah,
but, don't tell the CRTC.
I actually got one of those things where I got a joke from Chris Hovey, and he said, you know, he would never use it. Chris Hovey, another virgin on the scene. He has a girlfriend, so like we don't know if he's a virgin or not in real life, but.
They might be one of those hand-holding couples.
She looks like a Bible college student. They might want to wait till marriage, so...
Yeah,
you know,
he's probably kissing her cheeks all over the place.
Hard. Yeah. but no, he told me a joke that I was going to use for Joe Butler, and it's like, you know, Joe Butler has actually slept with a ton of women. It's only been 5 or 7, but it's a ton. Right? I'm just, like, implying that he...
That's a good joke. You should have used it.
I should have, but, like, it's also a sensitive time, because it's like... Pride Week. I don't know. It's like feminist out everywhere.
I don't know if it's Fat Girl Pride Week.
Yeah, it's well, typically.
I'm not even disparaging the fat girls. They're out there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just discussing you.
Yeah.
We're not making fun.
No.
Do you like fat girls?
Oh, I'm a fat girl lover. I don't even call them fat girls. Like they're.
I don't have much fat girl experience, but every now and then I'm like, damn.
Big waisted.
Yeah.
Big bust.
It depends. Well, I have a rule. The boobs need to stick out further than the stomach.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
That's the rate. That's the golden ratio.
Does your wife listen to the show?
She's heard me tell that on stage to a group of people. Yeah, I'm using bits. Oh, I've been caught.
I mean, for me, my boobs stick out more than my belly, so, I mean, that's...
Well, you're...
need to work on that.
You're past the first step to me deflowering you.
Maybe I will lose my virginity tonight.
Maybe.
It's gonna be an interesting show.
I got the lube down in the car.
Just in case. Like, just in case. I was like, yeah, you know, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's.
Well, I don't ever want to be doing this radio show and all of a sudden need lube and not have it. I'd rather have it and not need it.
I mean, the worst that's going to happen is like, hey, can I just wait? Can you just wait while I go down in the car? And they're like, they have literally 5 minutes to make their decision if they still want to do it or not.
Yeah, so. You don't want to give anybody any extra decision-making time.
No, so exactly.
It would be better if I had it, like, in a holster on my side or something like that.
That would be funny. Like, just like a dad with an OtterBox and just pull it out.
Yeah. Yeah, OtterBox, you need to make lube covers.
Or, like, incorporate it in your next cell phone case.
Yeah, actually, you have a lube reservoir in the cell phone case, and everybody has one. It's very inconspicuous.
Uh-huh. I have an OtterBox.
We need to go into business, Drake.
We can make
cell phone slash lube dispenser.
And then, like, but also make lots of money, and it could be a fidget spinner, too.
You're just full of ideas.
I know, but then it also turns into a vape, so then, like, we're hitting all markets right now.
So many levels, Drake. How come your jokes aren't better?
I don't know. I really don't know.
So Joe beat you. Was it a unanimous decision?
It was. Respectfully, like, I give it to him. I made one good joke. The driving from Miramichi to St. John for 5 minutes of tension and $10. Yeah. That worked well.
Yeah.
You know, and what would he do if a girl said he'd maybe sleep with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
neither of you need to be ashamed. You can watch the videos of all of these. They're on, I don't know if you can just search them on YouTube.
Yeah,
or
if
on
you,
Facebook,
if you search,
for sure.
If you search Roast Battle, Drake Tobias versus Joe Butler, or Joe Butler versus Drake Tobias,
yeah,
it's going to pop up. It's usually the first one. And it was...
You can't see that I'm wearing a Judge Judy robe in the video, though. I'm off camera.
It wasn't a Judge Judy robe. It was just your grandmother's, like...
No, May made that for me.
Oh, really?
30 minutes before the show.
That's
it's
awesome.
Just a folded-in-half black piece of fabric with a frilly collar, but it was effective.
It was.
So that was round one. Round two was Sam Laidman versus Ian Esty. This was the most surprising turnaround of the night. I thought that Sam was going to easily take care of Ian Esty, but not so much.
No, Sam disappointed me more than I disappoint my father. And
that's a lot.
That's a lot. It's a real bunch.
Yeah, that's the to lose a roast battle to the Velvet Monkey.
I mean, like, with a nickname as the Velvet Monkey?
He wasn't even wearing the jacket. I love you, Ian. I'm sorry.
Ian...
I'll see you tomorrow for Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Round three, Matt Keenan versus Trevor Muxworthy and...
no surprise.
Matt Keenan made a good effort, but Muxworthy destroyed him.
That wasn't
a surprise.
No. I mean, respect to Matt. Like, Matt put this
on. If anything, Trevor did even better than I thought that he would.
It was really good.
Yeah. And the offhanded comebacks, that was it was pretty good. And then round four was RF Hussein versus Mark Splude. It was tight.
It was.
There was lots of good stuff on both sides. There was a couple of air balls on both sides.
It was
too.
A short battle.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be. You guys all took forever to set up your joke that didn't have a punchline.
I know.
They're like, supposed to be like a quick, like, one or two liner. That's how they're supposed to work.
Yeah.
That was really close. It was a 2-1 decision. Me and Matt Richardson voted for Mark Splude. Jamie chose RF. I could have gone RF. I watched the video back again today, and I kind of waffled a little bit. I never thought of it at the time, but I think there should have been like a one more joke, like overtime round.
There definitely should have. They both, like, I think Mark won with his rebuttals.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. Arif definitely came more prepared than Mark.
Yeah.
But Mark's rebuttals were really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the show, and then the next round is going to be September 10th. I'm not even sure if I'm still judging or not. I'm not sure. The judge situation hasn't been discussed. I don't know if Matt Richardson's going to be available for all four rounds,
yeah.
So that one might rotate out. Me and Jamie are probably available for whatever, though.
But. I think Trevor was disappointed that he won because now he has to drive back from Fredericton again.
Yeah.
Waste more gas money. He's like, he's like, I'm not getting paid for this.
Arif actually thanked me because he did not want to continue on. He was tired of it.
Already, yeah. Yeah.
But no, it was a good show altogether, and I'm looking forward to seeing the next one, whether I'm involved in it or not. I'll be there watching in the audience, and so should you, avid listeners.
Yeah, come on out. I mean, it's going to be Sunday nights, but like, it's not only, you know, you think, okay, why go to McGill's on a Sunday? They have happy hour.
Sunday afternoon is better than Tuesday crying nights when I used to do the music open mics there.
Sunday afternoons are better than the Sunday afternoon jerks that you do at home. It's a masturbation joke.
I wish I had my little machine that I'm going to use, and I could hit the button, and it would make like a cricket.
I mean, we could probably just be quiet enough, and there's a little cricket that follows me around.
We're at the university, but let's take a break. Do you want to set up your song selection?
So I'm a huge music fan. John asked me today to pick a non-top 40 song, and I said easily Royal Blood, I Only Lie When I Love You.
It's a good song. I thought for sure that I had already played this song on a previous shows, unless I spelled it wrong when I did my control F's on the on the website. But yeah, regardless, even if I already played it, I'm gonna play it again. It's a good song.
Yeah, it's I discovered this one day. I was really stoned and scrolling through Facebook, and it was like at the Red Bull Festival in wherever, and they just played this song, and I clicked on the video. I was like, these guys are really good. And ever since then, I've been a fan. So
I haven't seen any. Are the music videos any good? I don't think I've only heard them.
There was a live video, and I mean, I'm a huge like gearhead when it comes to music, and just his bass and the way he had everything set up, and he uses Jazzmaster basses. I'm a huge Jazzmaster fan for Fender, and he uses a lot of Jaguar basses as well. So I was very thoroughly impressed. His setup was incredible.
If you like gear, you should watch some videos. Oh, shoot. I forget what the guy's called. Author Punisher. Or Author and Punisher. He's like a one-man industrial band, but he's like a mechanical engineer, and he just builds these instruments and has like slides and
like
just...
a Blue Man Group, but like...
sort of, only it sounds like dark industrial, like heavy music, and he builds all this stuff himself, and he's kind of like a one-man show, and you can see him like sliding his arms and doing like the... Yeah.
I'm gonna get really stoned and watch that.
Maybe we'll play a song later. Yeah. We can watch the video on YouTube.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So Royal Blood. Did you have anything else to add, or did I cut you off there?
No. These guys are good. If anyone's listening, I highly recommend this band.
Well, I do too, and we're gonna hear it right now. On actually, we're gonna hear a station ID first, and then we're gonna hear it on St. John Forward Radio. We'll be back with more Drake Tobias.
Local 107.3 FM, CFMH, the campus and community radio station in St. John and surrounding areas.
Just that you insisted I was kept from nothing, like you were onto something.
I'll never lie to you, listeners, even though I do love you.
What?
I don't know. Good old snort, sniffle, booger nose on the microphone there. You're welcome for that, listeners.
There's a button here that says cough.
There's no booger snort button.
So if I have to booger snort, does it mean I hit cough?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it mute?
It just completely cuts off the headphones too. It's a little jarring, but better than coughing into the microphone.
Way better.
So we're here on St. John Forward Radio with new comedian Drake Tobias, but old musician Drake Tobias. you've canceled at least one hour bar appearance because of a gig with your band.
Yes.
Tell me about the thing that you find more important than comedy.
Music. Yeah, it's hard. I was a music fan my whole life, but comedy as well. I loved comedy. I was an idiot kid. I was one of those like really annoying kids. I'm still a really annoying adult. I don't even say if I'm an adult, but I loved comedy and I loved just like laughing. But music definitely has been like my first love. And I learned how to play. I taught myself. We had a bunch of guitars laying around the house. I was like 13 years old and I picked up a guitar and I was like, I want to learn this. And then I did. And then,
yeah, I feel like if I had started earlier, I might have been. I played the alto saxophone in the school band from grade 5 through 9, I believe. And I was not bad. Awesome. I was the only child member of the St. Mary's band.
Dang.
At one point, I played at the Imperial Theater with them one night.
Like a saxophone?
Yeah.
That's an important part of a band.
Yeah, I was never like the lead.
No.
But I wasn't bad. If I had stuck at it, I might have got better. Now I've got more of a broad musical taste, but at the time, like, I didn't listen to any songs that had saxophone in it, so yeah. It's not like we were playing anything that I liked.
If
I had a guitar or something, or even, if I'd have known that drums was an option when picking one, I probably would have done that.
I picked clarinet when we did that stuff. I did clarinet.
They tried to push me towards clarinet because it's kind of like a gateway drug to saxophone.
Yeah.
But I was like, no way. Clarinets, Lisa Simpson all the way.
Clarinet's the weed of the wood instrument.
Yeah, I just, even at that age, fifth grade, I was like, what are you talking about? You play this one first and then why don't I just start on the one that I want to play?
Why don't I just start shooting up heroin? Like, let's do it.
Let's do it. Jam that spike in my vein.
Oh, man. But saxophone's such a sexy instrument. If you're looking for a band that does saxophone, the 1975, they utilize a lot of saxophone, and it's awesome. I believe they even have a whole saxophone solo in one of their songs.
Yeah,
and it's 2017. I like when does like, that happen?
I like King Crimson has some saxophones in it. I listened to a band called Shining, which has an album called Black Jazz. It's like a mashup of like black metal and jazz. It's pretty interesting. They do a cover of 21st Century Schizoid Man. It's pretty good.
If you ever are on the happy side of YouTube and you're looking for a really cool band to watch, if you indulge in smoking weed, Snarky.
I've experimented in college.
Snarky Puppy is definitely a great band. I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but
nope.
They're like a 32-piece band, I think.
It's too many.
Yeah, it's a lot.
How do they can't be making much money.
They are, though. They've won Grammys.
They have to split it 32 ways.
That's true. They've won Grammys, and they are just incredible, blow-your-mind kind of music. So
I'll forget about it now, but in like 2 weeks when I listen to this episode, I'll be reminded and I'll look some of these up.
Yeah, the Snarky Puppy.
Yeah. What is your band?
Oh, so we're moving on up and
terrible band name.
Terrible band name.
Unless are you like a top 40s classic rock bar cover band?
We are.
Okay, then it's a perfect name.
I know. And it's not like you're like, okay, in a band with your mom. Yeah, we write all of our original stuff for the Rankin family. No, it's she owns a wedding business.
Oh, no, wedding band.
Yeah.
This is what you're canceling No Jokes Bar. Did you play a wedding that night?
Hey, man, I get paid $500 a gig, and I get paid $10 a gig at John, the our bar.
All right, point taken.
So, I mean, I'm going to make a financial decision there.
I would bail on the R Bar show to make $500.
And it's $500 just to do something that you love, right?
Yeah. So, do you, well, what are your big hits at the parties that you play?
Our big hits, Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Everybody loves that.
That would be a fun song to do.
Oh, super fun song.
I've seen people do it at karaoke.
Oh, yeah. I did it once, and a 70-year-old woman ripped my shirt open.
Nice.
At the Fish and Brew. So.
Well, that's...
I think we've all had those nights at the Fish and Brew.
That's kind of the perfect image.
Yeah. Sorry, listeners.
That could be like a really fancy... What did you break over?
I dropped a little thing that I was fidgeting with.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. I think just that moment should be a black and white short film.
Little Charlie Chaplin, like somehow the music is playing in the old like piano, like dee dee yeah. dee dee.
Have the title card. Pour some sugar on me! Exclamation point!
Just that old like funky Charlie Chaplin piano thing.
Yeah, and the lady comes out, looks and smiles at the camera, and then tears her shirt off.
Like tears my shirt off. Like I was singing the song, and my buddy John. John Clark, shout out to John Clark. He's not gonna listen to this, but anyways.
So well, make him listen to it. You can tag him when you share it.
That's true.
He got name dropped 42 John, minutes in.
Boom. You got name dropped, buddy. But he was just like pretending to rip my shirt open, and he was like dancing with this old lady because he's a greasy man. And she just came up to me and ripped my shirt off, and in that moment I just went, stop singing, pour some sugar on me. And I just went, and then my buttons went everywhere, and I ruined an $80 shirt that night. Don't wear an $80 shirt to the Fish and Brew.
Well, if you're going to shirt tease the lady, she was probably all getting revved up waiting for the other guy to tear it off, and she just couldn't take it anymore.
No, couldn't take that sexual tension.
The last time I went to the Fish and Brew was, I don't know, probably at least 15 years ago. It wasn't a karaoke night. I was playing the Buck Hunter game with a friend of mine.
Named, the best game.
Named Gino Pascon. Okay. Hey, guy I forgot existed. Shout out to Gino Pascon. Maybe somebody can share this with him. How's it going? I haven't seen you in a while.
Rekindle your friendship right now?
Sure, I'm on board. Yeah. Call in right now, Gino. 648-5925.
Someone call in. That would be interesting.
I gotta look him up on Facebook. But I was playing that, and this drunk, like, out-of-his-mind drunk guy was getting thrown out, and we kind of saw the ruckus, and he smashed out one of the little squares in the window and the door on his way out. And then we just kept shooting deer, and we kept hearing this, like... And we looked over and realized that this guy was taking a running start in the parking lot and like drop kicking that circle window at the Fish and Brew.
He was determined.
After like five, he kicked his way right through the glass and crawled in like
like a scene from The Walking Dead, just like
basically. And he came in and he had a chair over his head that he was going to hit somebody with, but he had it up over his head and somebody from behind him just grabbed the leg of the chair and pulled it down. But then he started reaching for like pool balls on the table. And that's when I hid behind the Duck Hunter machine.
Shameless, like
I think I could handle a drunk guy coming at me with a chair. Like I might get a little bit hurt.
You could outsmart him in that situation.
A pool ball, I'm not gonna mess around with that.
I had a really bad experience with a pool ball when I was a kid. It sounds weird.
You sunk the eight ball too early.
No, we had a pool table at my house. We had like this loft, and it was overlooking the living room. And I held the pool ball in my hand. I had the cue ball or whatever, and someone was talking something. We had family over, and I dropped the cue ball, and it shattered my mom's brand new glass table.
Oh,
yeah, and I will remember that moment for the rest of my life because I was scared crapless.
Did you get in trouble? Like, I want to hear about the aftermath. What happened when mom found out? Let's get into it.
It was Christmas Day, so I wasn't allowed to play with any Christmas toys for a month. She hid them all.
Oh, so did you have to open your Christmas gifts and just know that they existed?
Yeah. Oh,
you
just
weren't allowed. That's some cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, yeah, because she got a brand new glass table that she wanted forever, and it's Christmas Day. It's like afternoon, family's over, and I smash her brand new.
Well, Mrs. Tobias, I don't know if new glass table overwrites the Canadian Constitution, Bill of Rights, whatever the thing is where you're not supposed to do that.
That's is rough. That a thing? Is that like a law where you're not supposed to?
Well, cruel and unusual. It's like the torture thing. I don't think that's probably an American thing, for all I know. Canada's allowed to torture. We just don't. I don't know.
In America, they do whatever they want.
It's probably that thing where like everybody gets all mad on Facebook when somebody says something that they're not supposed to, and then there's, well, like Travis posted about this. Like the people that are like, Canada doesn't have freedom of speech laws. Like, well, awesome, thanks. Let's maybe do something about that instead of smugly rubbing it into each other's faces.
I mean, with all that's going on in the States right now, I mean, do families get like nervous for sending their kids to camp now, or like do Jewish families get nervous when they send their kids
to
camp?
I'm really missing that crickets, but
I know. Okay, all right. It's a great show. Thanks.
You gotta stop testing your material in the Facebook chat. Also, you can't even if we do laugh, you're not gonna know.
Yeah, I know.
You're just bombing by default, even if it is good.
I don't know why I do comedy. I'm not that funny. I mean, there's some things I'm like, okay, I get a laugh out of, but.
Well, actually, I want to ask you a comedy question, but let's take a break first. Let me play that author and Punisher thing.
Yeah, I want to see this.
I think this is Canadian too. So bonus. Let's hear Terror Bird by Author and Punisher, Drake can cream his jeans over the sweet gear.
It's not the first time.
Hard.
We're back on St. John Forward Radio. And for, I meant to show Drake the live video of him actually playing that stuff, but it ended up being just a stupid still image background. Thanks a lot, YouTube.
And look,
thanks
legit.
A lot, Frack the Gods username on YouTube.
Yeah, let's boycott Frack the Gods.
What else does Frack the Gods have up here? Just a bunch of other people's work with someone else's picture as the thumbnail. That's what I bet.
It's actually just weird dungeon German porn.
Yeah, a bunch of songs. Nothing exciting. Yeah. Five Finger Death Punch.
It's probably just a
Korn,
picture.
Korn, Rob Zombie. He likes his new metal. Mm. While I got this up.
Oh, no. Gosh.
This is Drake in 2009.
That's 14. This is the year I learned how to play guitar.
Anyway, you can just search for Drake Tobias, I Got a Feeling, by the Black Eyed Peas on YouTube if you want to hear that whole thing.
Well, I'm never getting laid ever again by the four people that listen to this radio station.
You've got a poofy vest on.
I do.
That might get you some action.
Do you want to know a fun fact about this? So if you look to the right, you'll see that Drake Tobias, Jason Mraz, I'm yours. And
where?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay, this is they interviewed me and stuff, but I actually wore a different outfit, and that was on the same night. And
oh, my, costume change!
I did an outfit change, John. I even had shutter shades and everything.
Oh man!
Oh yeah, didn't even know what a
fedora
boot was back
is.
Then.
That a black leather vest?
That is a not leather. That's material.
Oh okay.
Yeah, I didn't know what a boob was back then. Like,
I don't know this song. Let me hear it. Alright, that's enough.
I promise I'm a better singer now. Like,
yeah. So, anyway, I wanted to ask you about the, my favorite part of, the Yuck Yucks Amateur Night a couple weeks ago was watching you attempt to do, a bit about, Lil Wayne back in slavery times.
Lil John.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I was confused at first because I know who Lil John is, but you kept saying Little John. And I was like, what? Like Robin Hood? I didn't know what you were talking about.
Little John had a chalice, a pimp chalice.
Yeah, well, I caught on eventually. Yeah. I was sitting next to Jamie. She had no idea who Little John was. Yeah.
I should have said, like, I don't know. I'm not like cool, so I don't know if I can say Little.
Well, I thought it was brave.
It was.
It didn't go over. I suspect that bit may have gone over better at the R Bar than it did there.
I'm gonna bring that out to the R Bar. I made some adjustments.
It needs some adjustments. Like. It's an interesting idea. I don't know how to salvage it, but I want to see you try.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring that out. I love how I had to like say I'm not racist before. I mentioned a Lil John. Lil. Is that how you... Lil?
Lil. No T's.
Lil.
Yeah.
Lil. Like Lily, but no Lee.
Yeah.
Lil. Okay. But yeah, no, I mean... I was like, yeah, I'm not racist, but imagine Lil John as a slave. Like, that was pretty racist.
Can you remember a time when you've ever heard somebody say, I'm not racist, but... And then they said something that wasn't racist?
No.
All right. Well, no. you can hear Drake not be racist this Saturday at the R Bar on the 19th, 8:30 to 11.
Thank you for continuing to hear me up there, which is good. I mean, I surprisingly pulled I don't know actually if I'm allowed to announce it, so I'm not going to. But I got a roster spot somewhere.
All right.
For a show and. So I mean,
is it something that you don't think I want you to announce, or that they don't?
I don't know if they're allowed to announce it yet for the coming season. But I mean, I did secure a roster spot for a local comedy group, and it's really good. I mean, I got it. I mean, me and you are good buddies, and you give me stage time, and good buddies with Phil Smith for the Wilser Room shows, which are very fun. So I'm definitely learning how to become a better comic. I feel like my jokes have a really good premise.
Yeah, you just need to keep trying.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Keenan prides himself on, you know, going up the ladder so quick. But me and Matt Keenan started on the same night. You know, I actually started before him. And
you shouldn't brag about it if you're not better yet.
Well, he's always like, oh, well,
this is proving his point.
This is my Matt Keenan impression.
Well, I'll give you something on Matt Keenan. You've been a better guest than he was. He was a little sleepy both times. He might be better now. We know each other a little bit better now than we did those. But those episodes, we out monotoned each other pretty good.
Yeah, I almost fell asleep through the whole set. I was just seeing if he name dropped me, which he did, which I was very proud of. But I was the one who got Matt into comedy. I booked us the first show.
I run a show, and I don't even pull the "I'm the one that got this person." Nobody cares, Drake.
I know.
Just do it on Saturday, the 19th. Honey Garlic for me will be starting next week.
Everybody needs to go see that.
The Tuesday to Saturday next week, whatever it is. The show will be pre-recorded, this show. You can still listen to it, but if you want to wait for the podcast version next Monday night, you can go to the BMO Theater for the Big Tease event, and there'll be probably most of the Fringe Festival shows will be going up and giving a little sneak peek. I don't know how to talk. Sneak peek of their shows. But mine, Tuesday to Saturday, it's at the St. John Arts Center. It's just look on johnforward.com. I'm not going to read off dates and times for you. But
it's a must-see show.
It's going to be. Do you have anything else you want to quickly promote? When's the next wedding you're playing?
Wedding, that's August 26th. But there is a really cool gig that we get to do. It is on October 29th, so the Saturday of Halloween, at the Trading Convention Center. We are doing it for a charity event. Tickets are $35, but it's a huge Halloween event, and we'd love to see you out there. Come on out August 29th. I forget what it's called. My mom's going to be mad that I plugged this in.
Send me the link, and I'll put it in the show notes.
For charity, so everybody loves charity.
All right. Well, this has been St. John Forward Radio. Thank you, Drake Tobias, for joining me.
Thank you, John Forward.
And johnforward.com for all of your John Forward needs. This is the show.